ओके
तो नोट करना क्या जानना
सो नोट डाउन व्हाट आई हैव लर्न्ड व्हाट आई हैव एक्सपीरियंस्ड सो व्हाट एवर बिकम्स माय एक्सपीरियंस
हमारी अनुभव की शक्ति
दैट गिव्स मी स्ट्रेंथ एंड दैट स्ट्रेंथ हेल्प्स मी टू फिनिश ऑफ माय ऑब्स्टिकल्स इट आल्सो हेल्प्स मी टू मेक माय स्टेज स्टेबल
एक ऐसी अच्छी
सो
लिफ्ट भी मिलती है
व्हेन वी कम टू मधुबन वी गेट अ लिफ्ट इन द फॉर्म ऑफ अ गिफ्ट
लिफ्ट मिल गई
इट्स लाइक वी गेट अ लिफ्ट यू नो एंड दैट्स अ गिफ्ट फॉर अस
गिफ्ट मिल गई इसी भावना से आज संगठन
सो वी हैव गैदर्ड हियर विद दैट कॉन्शियसनेस विद दैट फीलिंग
समझा हुआ है परंतु तो स्पष्ट नहीं है
मेनी थिंग्स आर नोन बट दे आर नॉट वेरी क्लियर वी वॉन्ट टू एक्सपीरियंस
हो नहीं रहा
बट वी आर नॉट एबल टू
तो ये सब बात जो कुछ थोड़ा बहुत
ऑल दीज थिंग्स
कन्फ्यूजन है
इन लिटिल बिट ऑफ कन्फ्यूजन वी हैव इन मेनी थिंग्स दैट needs to be finished and therefore we have gathered here with this feeling that all that confusion should finish.
Before I start asking the questions, I'd just like to give a context of the questions. And an email was sent out to everyone asking them to submit, asking each country to submit a question. And so the questions that will be asked to Daddy this evening tonight are taken from your submissions. Also, some of you submitted questions after Baba's Murli, and I've included some of those as well.
और बाकी अन्य
सो द फर्स्ट वन इज अ वेरी सिंपल वन दादी
पूछूंगी तो सबसे
एंड आई वांटेड टू स्टार्ट ऑफ विद बाबाज मुरली ऑफ अक्टूबर 21st एंड द क्वेश्चन इज बेसिकली व्हाट कंफर्ट
है कि बाबाज मुरली बोली चली 21 अक्टूबर को उसे आपके आपको क्या कंफर्ट आराम क्या मिला उससे आपको क्या प्राप्ति क्या अनुभव किया क्या आराम मिला ये पूछ रही है उस अनुज मुरली से आराम क्या मिला आपको ना आपको
and
अंदर
your,
क्या प्राप्ति हुई
be short. They don't have to be long.
भले छोटे जवाब दे
यानी
बड़े
मेरे
बड़े
से पूछ रही हो
पर्सनली यू
मेरे से पूछ रही
heart.
हो मेरे को क्या आराम मिला अच्छा
तो एक मिनट दादी इसमें पहले ट्रांसलेशन होगा इसमें हिंदी में ट्रांसलेशन होगा
क्या मेरे को आराम
नहीं नहीं इसमें हाँ आपको आपको क्या आराम मिला कौन सी बात से आराम मिला बाबा की मुरली से तो सबसे पहला प्रश्न है कि बाबा की जो 21
व्हाट वाज द कंफर्ट दैट बाप दादाज मुरली ऑफ 21st अक्टूबर ब्रॉट टू यू
यानी कि
व्हाट वाज द कंफर्ट दैट बाप दादाज मुरली ऑफ अक्टूबर 21st ब्रॉट टू यू दादी लाइक्स दिस वर्ड कंफर्ट What comfort you experienced or what comfort Bab Dada's Murli brought to you. Daddy likes this word comfort very much. So, should I give my experience or should I say on behalf of everyone? Gayatri?
Apna, sirf apna.
Mera shabd, main samajhu.
Yeah, personal.
Personal.
Yeah. So I have to give my personal experience, okay. So let me tell you about myself, what I experienced, because whatever efforts I am making, and the basis that I feel that after listening to the Murli, it was like that it was stamped in my intellect. Yes, this is what you have to do. Actually, if I say I try, for instance, I will say to myself, it's like a secret which I follow, that I have to be like Baba wants me to be. Baba has already given me Srimad, what I have to do. So my efforts should be likewise and accordingly should be my service. Therefore, I got so much comfort through that. This is what I have to do. It's like Baba Baba like gave me comfort in the way, yes, whatever I was doing, Baba said, yes, it's right, go ahead, do whatever you're doing, do it in this way. Because I was telling Gulzar Dadi that Baba is telling us to do so much, and we're not able to do that much as Baba wants us to. So that concern is there. And so Dadi said that, why are you concerned about it? Just, and therefore, with that consciousness, there's no concern, but in an easy way, and I feel that, yes, I'm doing right what Baba wants me to do. Okay?
Okay, that was short and sweet, so we're off on a good start.
Yeah.
In that same Murli Dadi, Baba, and I quote, said, whoever sees you, whoever you meet, whoever comes into relationship or connection with you, feel that you belong to them. Just as for the Father, everyone experiences him to belong to them.
Daddy,
in your experience, do you think that individuals require different ways of being treated or cared for in order to experience a sense of belonging? If so, share with us an example of how you brought someone close and give them a sense of belonging after recognizing their uniqueness. And the idea here is that it's not that one thing, one approach or one way of bringing people close is the only way, but everyone has a unique need, and so is this the way to bring people close by recognizing that unique
need? आप सब हमको जानते हैं.
Well, Dadi is saying, don't ask about me, or don't ask what I have to say, but actually you should say what you feel about me instead of I saying it. Actually, you should be able to say, because whatever I have experienced from Baba, you should get that experience from me. So what do you experience that you have to share? Because when I ask myself, what have I to do?
किसी को भी नहीं देखना है.
I don't have to see anyone.
कोई सुना
है तो नहीं सुना है. I don't have to hear the weaknesses of anyone, not even think about anyone's weakness. But whatever experience Baba has given to me, that I wish should be given to everyone else. So I ask you the question, that do you get the same feeling, like just as we got the feeling from Baba, do you get the feeling from me? That you should answer, because Baba is one, and all of us feel that Baba belongs to us. Because not just experience from me, but each one should feel it through me, they should experience Baba. They may not become deities, they may come in their own religion, but at least everyone is a child of God, is it not? And everyone has parents anyway. Nobody is there without parents. I mean, he's born and they have parents. No one is without friends. So when they come in my contact, they should feel that, yes, I've got like some parents. I've got my true friend. I never met anyone who could give comfort to my heart, but this one has. So if this experience is given through me by Baba, and therefore I feel, yes, this is like Baba doing the service. Everyone should feel, I should also feel that they are my family members, or you can say my friends, and therefore I have to help them. In the world there is so much fear, because no one is really anyone's true friend. Our own relatives are not our true friends. Children are not true friends of their parents. Parents are also afraid whether the children will help them. Children are afraid when the parents will help them, and so on. So in every relationship there should be the feeling of friendliness, because we are getting all achievements from Baba through different relationships, and therefore somebody should everyone should gain achievement through me from Baba. I could be a channel, yes, but then 100% experience Baba should be there. So Baba also sometimes says that you should not leave your good wishes. You continue to give good wishes. Whatever type of person he may be, if you stop giving your good wishes because he is not the way you want him to be, that means he becomes more powerful than me. He becomes more powerful because I stopped giving him good wishes, because he became stronger and therefore I started hating him. I started behaving wrongly with him, but this is not as it should be. Is it not? My intellect will not accept it, won't it? So even if he's not doing it now, but after 20 years, if he thanks me for the benefit he got, then too it will be a great attainment. At least after 20 years, he realized, so even for that, I should thank Baba that he got some attainment. So my bhavana, my motives, my feelings shouldn't be that I have to count how much I'm giving to someone, as Baba is giving me in a countless way, unlimitedly. Therefore, I should continue to give the unlimited way. I shouldn't give on the basis of how much he gives me. But I have to keep on giving, because what I'm giving is not mine, it's Baba's, and I'm only an instrument. Yes. Therefore, I only become a channel. It's Baba's knowledge, Baba's treasures, Baba's property, and therefore whoever comes in my contact, whoever is my service companion, I should have the thought of giving and giving. But if I have the thought, he is behaving like this, and why should I then behave in another way? Or why should I keep on giving because he is not behaving well? Then that also will have a limit, will be a limit. So if one is not good, I should continue to be good, however bad he may be. If I am not good, that means I am not like Baba. Just like Baba keeps on giving, Baba never thinks that he is bad, therefore I have to be bad with him. But yes, so for Baba we will never say that he did not behave well with me. You may say that it's 70 years with Baba, but whatever we have shared in 70 years, however many years ago, I can say surely that they do feel that they have got some attainment. Therefore, we should never be stingy. We should never think, oh, why should I give? But we have to continue to give. Like I was saying last night, I must never say, why should I give? Mama used to say, he came, whatever I gave was Baba's property, and that was his right. And he had to claim it, and therefore he took it. So it wasn't a big thing that I did. I didn't do something great. I just did my duty, and he claimed his rights.
Okay, I just want to share with you.
Did you understand? Well, did you understand? Okay. Yeah. Did you understand? Yeah. If I share with someone on the basis of how much he gives me, then that means I'm limited in my giving. But I have to keep on giving. I have to keep on giving. Because whatever I think, he will have the same thoughts. Whatever I speak, that will affect him. He may be anywhere. He may be sitting here. He may be thousands of miles away. He may be sitting in another room. But if my thoughts are elevated, then that soul will be benefited in some way or the other, at some time or the other.
Dadi, humne dekha hai ki kai baar aapke saath kai hote hain jo khinchwane wale hote hain.
कई बार हमने देखा है कई आपसे खींचवाने वाले होते हैं
तो उसको भी आप रिस्पॉन्ड करते हो. कोई होते हैं जो खींचवाने वाले नहीं होते हैं तो उनको जो वैसे बाबा सबको देता है लेकिन वो फिर
Now dad is saying those who think that I am partial, actually their attitude is not the attitude of benefit. The attitude is not a friendly attitude. Because this has happened in the yajna history. Very often people think that we are partial, we give to some and not to others. But there are times when people do realize that this is not true, but some don't. Baba often says that a certain time comes when the realization really comes and he changes automatically. It's a real wonder that that this one is more partial with somebody and less partial with another one. Actually, if somebody thinks in this way, he won't benefit anything. Even if he thinks in this way, and if you tell that person something, he will try to prove himself right.
That
he won't really pay attention, he won't really draw out. But on the contrary, he will think, oh, see how she's talking to me, how she is behaving with me, and see how she's behaving with the other one. So he's able to see the contrast. But actually, the contrast is in his thoughts, it's not in my attitude. You know, just like when we go to Baba, sometimes like we go in Baba's room, some get such a wonderful experience and some don't get any experience. It's actually how much we are able to take in. Baba is giving in the same way. Baba is giving all the time. Baba is giving throughout. But then how much we take, that is important. I was saying one is bhavana, the other is faith, vishwas. If there is jealousy, even a trace of jealousy in me, my bhavana, my feelings will not be able to work properly. One is to remember the past, and the other is to remember someone's weaknesses, then my bhavana, my feelings will not work. You know, whole of bhakti is based on bhavana, true bhavana, true feelings of love for God. And yes, we have taken benefit from Baba in this way because of our feelings of love for Baba. But some who do not have feelings of love, they are too intellectual and they are using their intelligence more only, not using their heart. So, the intellect isn't there, it's only the intelligence which is working. And therefore, they are not able to experience or draw the love from Baba. So, there are some, supposing even if you stop them and you say, no, you can't meet Dadi, but they want to say, 1 minute, only 1 minute, because they have love for Dadi, they have love for Baba. So, even if somebody stops them, they will not want to go, they'll stay there, they'll continue to stay till they meet. So, because their feelings are very elevated, so really, if somebody's bhavana or feelings are pure and loving, then even at midnight, they can be given time. So it's the bhavana which works here. Of course, the bhavana is not based on blind faith. In bhakti, there may be blind faith. In spite of blind faith, there is still so much benefit. But here, if the bhavana is based on understanding, then the achievement is more. Then, whatever may happen, however innocent I may be, but Baba, the Bholanath, the Lord of the innocent, makes my intellect work well. So, If the intelligence is lost in an egoistic way, then the real bhavana is lost. It's part of history right from the beginning of the yagya. That the one whose bhavana changed, his feelings changed, his ego started working there, then the love and the peace and the harmony and the behavior with one another, everything changed because his bhavana changed, the feelings changed, the barrier comes in this way.
इसलिए भक्ति में कहते
हैं बहुत श्यान पर जमा कम हो जाते हैं टू मच
जो बहुत श्यान होता है
टू मच नॉलेज
रादर
इज समटाइम्स हार्मफुल टू मच नॉलेज इट्स गुड टू बी इनोसेंट
इनोसेंट समझ न सके वो भोला
नहीं डजंट मीन दैट यू डोंट अंडरस्टैंड माया द वन हु डजंट अंडरस्टैंड माया दैट इज इग्नोरेंस बट द वन हु अंडरस्टैंड्स माया वेरी वेल and understand Baba also very well, that he's innocent.
What I have observed about Daddy...
If there's somebody who is thinking in a very intellectual way, let me know. Or who has experience of bhavana, feelings, love, you know, who has this experience, the one who can draw in from Baba, even at midnight, he says with love Baba and he gets the experience from Baba. Otherwise, can you raise your hand if you, otherwise Dadi will think it is missing in us. Can you raise your hand that if you are, that you're able to get attainment through Bhavana?
Bhavana jiske chhoot jati hai, buddhi chalne lag padti hai na. मिलता है तो ले नहीं सकते
हैं एंड यू नो इंटेलिजेंस स्टार्ट्स वर्किंग द ब्रेन स्टार्ट्स वर्किंग टू मच देन यू कांट अचीव मच But if there's bhavana, then you can achieve a lot.
Or next.
Okay. Next.
Sure. Ready for the next?
Aur aage badhe, Dadi. Okay. Yes, everyone say okay. You all understood? Are you understanding? Okay. Yes. Okay. Now you can go ahead.
I just want to follow up on what Daddy was saying. In the sense of belonging, Daddy is talking about an awareness we should have. Then she said we should tell her how she gives us a sense of belonging. And what I have observed from her, which I think is a fascinating process and would help us who also live at the centers and those who come to the centers, is that she treats everyone as an individual in a unique manner. And she somehow identifies a uniqueness in that person and then she brings that person closer to Baba based on that uniqueness. And so the way her approach to me, for instance, in bringing me close would be absolutely different from the way perhaps she would bring Atam Bhai close. And this is what the question is asking, Daddy, that what is that uniqueness that you recognize that you would send someone an email every single day until that person comes close and feels that sense of belonging, whereas with another person you may say, make sure you listen to my classes and send the notes out, and that would bring them close. Whereas another, you may appreciate the role that they play, and that would bring them close. So this kind of uniqueness perhaps we are not using enough to bring people close the way you do it, and we are just good wishes, pure feelings, elevated thoughts at the level of awareness only. So I just wanted to share that is what I see with you, that perhaps we are not exercising. Do you want to comment on that?
Baba ke aur aapke, aap kuch batana chahenge iske?
पहले ये नहीं असुर बार बार ये मैं कहती हूँ
so,
मेरे को ये नहीं कि मैं कैसे करती
हूँ. एक्चुअली अगेन आई एम टेलिंग अगेन एंड अगेन डोंट से हाउ आई डू इट से हाउ.
इसमें ये बात आपकी ठीक है लेकिन हाउ बाबा गेट्स इट दैट हमारे सामने तो आप हो ना.
बट दादी
जैसे आप
यू आर इन फ्रंट ऑफ अस यू आर एन एग्जांपल इन फ्रंट ऑफ अस वी डोंट सी एनीबॉडी एल्स डूइंग इट इन द वे यू डू इट दैट
बाबा से खींच रहे तो खींचते हैं लेकिन
या वी कैन ड्रॉ फ्रॉम बाबा. That's not a big thing, but then you are in front of us in a corporeal way, in sakar form. So whatever we see in you, we do mention that, we do describe that. You have used the different methods of bringing souls closer to Baba. So we will mention your name, no? And Baba said in today's Murli, Dadi is saying that same. Instead of saying, I say Baba, in day before yesterday's Murli also Baba said, never say I, say Baba, Baba. So never say I. So yes, of course, I am not separate from Baba is what Baba does. So never say I am doing it. Baba is doing it. I have to take Baba's footsteps, that's all. It's not difficult. It's not labor at all. Just put your foot in Baba's footsteps. I've seen that if I go hand in hand and put foot in footstep, then it's so easy. But then to go hand in hand and to put foot in the footstep, that's a simple thing. But then what comes in the way is subtle ego. And that subtle ego becomes an obstacle in going hand in hand with Baba or putting your foot in Baba's footstep. That's why we don't get the results, we don't get success. Like Baba says, why there is no success? For example, if there isn't success anyway, it must be some reason for it. No? Law says that in efforts and in service, there should be success continuously. This comes from inside. That there can never be an occasion when there's no success because we give time, Brahmins give time, Brahmins use their efforts, then there should be success. It can never be that there shouldn't be success. Any type of cooperation we give, that cooperation should lead to success. In whatever way we give the cooperation, of course, comparison shouldn't be there that he gave more than I, and that one gave less, and that one gave a lot, and that one did not. Don't say this is wrong to think in this way. In true service, in true service this shouldn't be there because then we are not clean. If I say that I should give, if I want to be clean, I should be thinking unlimited way. And also any type of service is welcome. For example, if fixes a fuse, if one cleans, if one just fixes something, so at least he did something. He created his fortune. So at least he came a little bit closer in service. But sometimes we think in a different way that this one hardly did anything, this one didn't do anything. So because we have these limited thoughts, we don't get the success. So neither are we successful in remembrance, nor are we successful in service, nor in relationships. Just like Baba said the other day, just keep smiling. What does Dadi do? She just smiles. 3 years ago, I asked a question from Gulzar Dadi, that because there was a message in Baba's message, Baba first smiled and then he spoke. So, of course, in that smile, he gave me teachings as well as love. Actually, what we need is through our smile, we should be able to give more strength. We do smile, not that we don't smile, but that smile should give more strength to somebody. That pure feeling should be in our smile, which should touch the other soul. Baba says, whatever type of person that may be, but he should be able to change. However, tamo pradhan he may be, but he should be able to change. I won't take names. I won't take names, but then, you know, people just say so and so like this. I said, please don't say that. Please don't say. If somebody says, oh, this one is not going to change, I get a shock when somebody says he's not going to change. And because if I say for someone, then that one will tell for me too. Because whatever I thought I create for someone, he will create the same thought for me. Because whatever I give, I will get back. And therefore, I am neither able to accumulate nor am I able to move forward. So there should be so much cleanliness in my thoughts, like in today's Murli also, Baba said, if anybody's uncleanliness or impurity should not make my thoughts unclean or impure. Because whatever I'm getting from God, that will stop them. I will not be able to take from God. Then even my remembrance will not lead to happiness, lightness.
Present समय अनुसार
so presently
जो आज बाबा ने सीधा ही कहा
like Baba said today in direct words
हर तीन मास
that examinations take place every 3 months
इसलिए तो पहले Why? दो तीन बारी अगर हम फेल हुए
because if we
अगर
fail
पास हुए ना twice last thrice, में किसी then, कारण से हमारा तो कम हो तो पहली बारी मार्क्स हमको अगला
I fail at the end but then my previous marks from the previous test so exam will help me to pass in the final test. So the one who has paid attention for a long time and that will help him at the end. So even if he makes a mistake at the end, but the previous records will help him. So, but if there is carelessness for a long time, then at the end, carelessness will deceive him. Carelessness will deceive him. See, even now sometimes carelessness deceives us, doesn't it? Therefore, we shouldn't say, oh, this one is careless. Okay, even if he is. But I shouldn't be careless. But there are some souls who have not been careless. And then when a test paper comes in front of maybe of the body, that one is able to cross that test. Pass the test very well because he is not being careless. So what is important is cleanliness in our thoughts, in our behavior. Sometimes when there isn't cleanliness in the behavior, then we are not able to feel the lightness within. Because and then what happens is that I'm not able to get success. So neither in remembrance nor in service, I'm able to get success.
याद भी इतनी नहीं थी, पर सेवा ऐसी सफल हुई.
But there are occasions when there wasn't much remembrance, but still there was success in service. Then that time it is Baba who gets it done. So the thought should be, well, I didn't do anything. It was Baba who got it done. So what is important is that my intellect should be completely clean, completely clean.
भगवान कुछ नहीं है हमारी बुद्धि की स्वच्छता हो
गॉड इज प्लीज
सत्वगुणी तो क्या बिल्कुल सत्व हो
सत्वगुणी कंप्लीटली प्योर इंटेलेक्ट
उसमें परमात्म शक्ति
देन इन दैट इंटेलेक्ट
ऐसा काम करती है जो दूसरों को उसको उसको तो मिली उनके निमित्त उनके
गॉड्स पावर विल वर्क थ्रू दैट वंस इंटेलेक्ट थ्रू गॉड्स पावर मेनी विल गेट द पावर टू चेंज Many will get
present समय हमारी माता जी बैठी हुई हैं।
Daddy is remembering one Mataji.
Narendra
Pratha Narendra's mother. She's an example. Isn't it a wonder how she has reached Madhuban? She has a history. Where is Narendra Bhai? He's sitting at the back. Why are you sitting at the back? Come in the front.
सामने आ जाओ, सामने नदी
का। Come in the front, that is calling Narendra.
भावना की बात है।
It's a matter of भावना।
भावना कईयों के बुद्धि को, बुद्धि को अच्छा बनाती है।
Many have made, you know, भावना has made the intellect of many so clean.
कभी भी However, ज्ञान को न मानने वाली होंगी, पर उसकी बुद्धि अच्छी बन जाती है।
However, his, however, you know, impure intellect may be, and however much he may not have good feelings for me, but if I have good feelings for him, then he will change. When Dadi said, I remember Mataji, I sing Baba's praise, how Baba is giving her so much strength.
Bhagwan kaisa hai?
Just imagine how God is.
Hum bacche uske hai.
And we are his children.
Wo apne कोई भी बच्चे को कहां पर भी कोई भी टाइम इतनी मदद कर रहा
है. He can help anyone at any place. Anyhow,
उसके अंदर से बाबा निकलता है.
And yes, and that soul says Baba from the heart. Then,
अच्छा, okay.
Okay.
Next.
Next question.
Daddy, you're talking and bringing us into this very deep and elevated stage that we should be having. However, some of us find ourselves in situations that after 5, 10, or even 20 years of following Baba's Srimat, of meditating, of listening to Murlis, the complaints about myself, about others, about the situation, sometimes remain the same. And it is as if I become a victim to my own sanskaras and I get stuck with that sanskara. In order to change that sanskara or transform that sanskara, is there ever a justification of walking away for a period of time maybe, or walking away?
ऐसा भी कोई तरीका है कि भाई हम उस परिस्थिति से हम दूर चले जाएं या उस बात से हम दूर चले जाएं, क्या ये तरीका है उस बात को खत्म करने के लिए?
In other words, it's not that easy for some of us. It's hard.
कई बार
And until we could get to that stage that you talk about, tell us what we could do.
जिसके बारे में आप बता रहे हैं, तब तक लगता है जैसे हम थोड़ा ऐसे अलग हो जाएं, न्यारे हो जाएं, ऐसे लगता है कई बार.
इसमें तीन बातें मैं कहती
हूँ. There are three things in this. There are three things in this. One is
ये जो क्वेश्चन है, विस्तार से जवाब देंगे तो
this question
कोई जरूरत नहीं है, तो सार रूप में
need not be given a very big elaboration. There are three things in essence.
हम लोगों को शुरू में
at the beginning
बाबा ने संकल्प और विकल्प को स्पष्ट किया.
बाबा used to tell us the difference between thoughts and impure thoughts. One is संकल्प और thoughts and the विकल्प, bad thoughts. So
Since
from that time, oh, the thought comes, this is an impure thought, and immediately the attention is drawn, I should not create this impure thought, this bad thought, because if I create this impure thought, I become a Shudra. I'm talking about myself.
पुरुषार्थ में हर एक को अपना पुरुषार्थ करना है.
ईच वन हैज टू मेक एफर्ट्स इंडिविजुअली.
साथियों का देखती थी संकल्प में जो विकल्प आया ना,
एन ऑब्जर्वर दैट एनीवन हु स्टार्टेड हैविंग वेस्ट थॉट्स और इंप्योर थॉट्स देन व्हाट हिज स्टेट वुड बिकम. आई यूज्ड टू ऑब्जर्व दैट जस्ट इमेजिन स्टेइंग इन गॉड्स होम.
कैसे हमको
बिकमिंग गॉड्स चाइल्ड एंड बाबा गॉड लुकिंग आफ्टर सस्टेनिंग अस And I'm getting such a bad thought. This is the work of a Shudra.
But Baba, abhi bhi mulyo mein hai.
So Baba tells in the Murli is even today.
Bali vikala pai vikar mein nahi aana.
Okay, sometimes Baba says the impure thought may come, but do not bring that impure thought into action. It will become a sin and you will have to have punishment for that.
Itna dhyan nahi hai.
But sometimes we don't pay attention to it, that okay, even if that impure thought came, it should not come into action. Because even if there's an impure thought, then the thought will come, not a Brahmin, because I've got an impure thought. And if he does commit that impure action because of the influence of impure thought, he will not be able to stay here, he will go away.
अपने संकल्प की जो quality है,
his steps will move backwards.
शुद्ध,
so,
शांत,
our sanskars, our thoughts should be elevated, peaceful, determined, powerful thoughts.
ये है सहजते सहजते सदाकाल के लिए.
The easiest thing. Of course, situations will come. It's not that situations won't come. We'll go step by step upwards. No, we can't just reach the top.
So
in one step, we have come down 84 steps gradually. So to reach the top, it will take some time, no doubt. But then let my thoughts be pure and powerful, then they will take me above
Baba ke
easily. Baba makes us sit near him.
Baba humko apna banata hai,
Baba makes us belong to him and I make Baba belong to me.
Baba ne apna banaya.
So Baba made me belong to him and I make Baba belong to me and keep him in my heart. Then I used to say,
Baba,
to Baba, Baba, you do so much work.
You,
whenever you need rest, I don't. Baba, when you need rest, come and sit in my heart and you will get rest. I used to tell this to Baba. Baba, come and sit in my heart. Take rest in my heart. Sit in my heart, Baba, you move around a lot. And I just say this to Baba and immediately I feel Baba's love. So that's how I used to speak to Baba. Because I have love for Baba, is it not? I don't know the art of loving human beings. I don't have this art. I am not good at loving people, but I know how to take love from God. And I know how to give love to God. How God is loving His children, His souls, that is His job. I only love God, I give love to God and take love from God. Because God gives love to souls, that's true. But then because no one else can compete God's love and all the love He gives to His children. He knows different methods of giving love to his children. Okay, so if someone may take 6 months, 12 months to move forward, doesn't matter. But if my quality of thought is good, then I will never look back. I should never allow my quality of thoughts to be not good. Therefore, I need to have good wishes all the time, all the time. If I have good wishes for all, then I will definitely be benefited. There's a saying, you think good of all and others, and God will think good of you. You know, once somebody told to Mama that, see, Mama, he was so bad, now he's reaping for all his bad actions. And Mama said, never say that. Never say that. You are going to become a deity. How can you say that for anyone, that he's reaping for all his wrongdoings? Never say that for anyone. Even to think of this, Devasai saying it, but even thinking of it is not right. Because we are becoming deity souls, aren't we? Instead of saying that he is reaping for all his wrongdoings, on the contrary, I should be able to give strength to that soul to bear it patiently. But for that, Baba said once in a message, why do you become anyone's lawyer? Why do you become anyone's judge? You don't have to. Baba used to say in Sakar that this one has a job of a lawyer. He or she is advocating, taking sides of someone. So take someone's side and not take the other one's side. So this is the worst jobs of all, you know, a lawyer's job. Because he has to take the side of his client, no? Anyway, however wrong he may be, but still he has to take his side. Or the work of a judge. Why do you have to judge anyone?
So
he shouldn't do like this. Why do you judge anybody? You don't have to judge anyone. He will not know how to keep quiet, but he'll just talk anything. The thought comes immediately. It comes on the face immediately. It comes into actions immediately. But here, the intellect has to be kept cool, calm, peaceful. Cool, calm, peaceful, pure. Those who came for the interfaith program, they were saying all the time, we felt so cool here, so cool here, not just peaceful here, but they were saying we felt cool here. Along with peace, if one gets the experience of coolness, then so much joy it will experience. Because coolness will make him peaceful. Because there's heat, you know, too much heat. So that heat is gone and the coolness comes. Then coolness will lead to peace. That peace will be loved then. So we must form this nature of being cool, because like Baba said in today's movie, we create and then we sustain and then we are not able to destroy. First we create and sustain, we think it is right, and then make others our companions in it and say, see, I'm right. Am I not? See, I'm right. I make others my companions, and then after that I cannot destroy because I created the wrong atmosphere and I can't finish it. So whatever vibrations I created, they won't benefit anybody. What did others benefit if I create the wrong atmosphere about someone? So just the knowledge is so sweet, so easy. But then as Baba says, it is also very deep. It's easy, but very deep. This one shouldn't do this, that one shouldn't do that. Why should I think about all this? There's no need at all.
ये चिंतन बिल्कुल हमको पदभ्रष्ट बना रहा है
because this will make me lose my status.
वो चिंतन
if I want to claim a high status, I need to have elevated thoughts. Baba says knowledge, Maya doesn't come in knowledge, Maya comes in remembrance.
बाबा के नजदीक रखना समीप रखना
to keep Baba
सुख लेना
in front of me to really feel the happiness of the closeness of Baba and to come in, you know, to exchange with Baba. That's my responsibility. I should do that as a responsibility. I remember once Vishwa Kishore Dada said, I consider I had a very lovely chit chat with him, and I always consider him to be
my great brother
from whom I've taken so much inspiration. You know, Bhav Vishwakishore, one day at the Pune railway station, his intellect was wonderful. He used to see what type of service we are doing. I used to tell Bhav that drink milk. He said, no, I can't drink milk because mothers bring milk to you. You can drink, but I can't. And then, so once we were going in a horse cart, and then he asked me, Janki, see, mothers come to the center, and they give to Baba.
At that time,
see, who gets the happiness? It was in Delhi, in old Kamla Nagar. Not the present Shakti Nagar, Delhi. Who gets the happiness? Sister Atta Mohini used to live with me. Then we had a conversation. It's easy to give lectures, I said. But then I would say, yes, it's easy to give a lecture, 1 hour lecture we can give, but then to give bhasna, to make someone feel that you belong to that one, that is very essential. So once I told that Didi, Bhav asked me this question, who got the happiness, who really felt the happiness? Actually, all of you have been born later on, but the first seed was sown in Delhi. You know, I used to cook. Whenever anybody would come, I would close the stove and then I would make him sit in the kitchen. I used to make khichdi, you know, potatoes, rice and potatoes at night. He used to come at night. I used to serve him food and he used to eat that but then smile. You know, potatoes and rice and potatoes I fed him. I cooked for him and he used to laugh that, see what these people are eating. So who got the happiness? Bhav asked me. Who felt the happiness? And so those souls who come to Baba, they get the happiness. They get the peace.
So,
Never think, I am busy now. This is not the time to come. This is also ego to say, I don't have time now. Why have you come now? No, okay, anybody comes, welcome.
Yani Bhagwan ka ghar hai na, sada
ye God's home.
Baba ko dekha, Baba kamre mein baitha hai. He saw
Baba. Whenever Baba would, we would go to Baba's room, Baba would say, yes, come child. Yeah, we would go in front of Baba in a second, we would become bodiless. And then not want to get up. Just sit in front of Baba. Same thing with Mama. We feel this. Should I give more details on this?
और प्रश्न है।
बल्ले पर ये क्वेश्चन जो है ना, एक बारी क्या था? लक्ष्मी
नारायण का चित्र बांबे में लगा। Once what happened was, you know, Lakshmi Narayan picture was being prepared in Bombay. I stayed in Bombay for 6 months. Mama used to tell us how Lakshmi's, how dress should be, how Narayan's dress should be. So Mama used to train the artist. It took 6 months to prepare the picture. So Baba used to give instructions to Mama and then Mama would give instructions to the painter, to the artist. So one day I told the Brishanta Dadi in Pune that see how Mama is explaining and how we are explaining. There's such a big difference. See how Mama is explaining and see how we are explaining. Mama would say that she, whenever Mama would speak about Lakshmi or Narayan, that feeling of ownness was there. We used to see Baba's face and Mama's face when they would talk about Lakshmi and Narayan. So this is what
jo I'm Baba trying to say,
that there should be so much depth in our efforts. It should be visible on my face. There shouldn't be a difference between the face and my thoughts, my feelings. The one who has really had the joy, the experience, it will be visible on his face. Some people make gross efforts and they are very happy with those gross efforts. But we need subtle efforts. And those who do subtle efforts, they'll want to go more deep. Maybe they won't be satisfied with just gross efforts. So when someone comes to Baba's home, that one should experience peace, happiness, and take this happiness as an inheritance from the Father. He should feel it, is getting it. We should serve them with that bhavna, with that feeling. It's just like when a guest comes to your home, they say in India, they say that a guest is next to God, like, so whenever a guest comes, we give them hospitality. This is very good. We have to give hospitality to every guest who comes. Who has taught us? Baba has taught us. We should not be stingy in giving hospitality. They have come to Baba's home, God's home. They should be happy here.
ऐसे ओके कोई तकलीफ तो नहीं है
इवन बाय जस्ट आस्किंग आई होप एवरीथिंग इज ओके होप यू आर सैटिस्फाइड
एवरीथिंग इज
एवरीथिंग कंफर्टेबल यू नो सम बाय जस्ट सेइंग ऑफ दीस फ्यू वर्ड्स पीपल फील सो हैप्पी मे बी दे से दिस इज द फर्स्ट टाइम यू हैव आस्क्ड मी लाइक दैट नोबडी एल्स इन माय होल लाइफ हैज एवर आस्क्ड मी लाइक दिस समथिंग
वो ऐसे ही आया था
Somebody had come and
कुछ चाहिए मैं फट से गया कुछ दवाई लेके आया ये क्या क्या
Somebody was giving experience that when he came to me, I asked him, you need something? Can I help you? And that melted him. Felt so happy that people here look after us so well.
कभी भूलेंगी नहीं दुनिया भूल जाएंगी पर ये नहीं भूलेंगी
सो अदर थिंग्स मे बी फॉरगॉटन बट द हॉस्पिटैलिटी वी गिव टू देम विल नॉट बी फॉरगॉटन आस्क अंकल हाउ मच लव अंकल फील्स सो व्हाट मेक्स हिम फील दैट लव
उनसे पूछो
यू कैन आस्क हिम
वही बड़ी बात नहीं है
सो इट इजंट अ बिग थिंग
वो प्यार उसके लिए कितना उस आत्मा को बाबा के नजदीक ऐसा रखा है
लव विच गॉड मेड हिम कम सो क्लोज टू बाबा ऑल ब्राह्मण से माय अंकल माय
आंटी
अंकल आंटी आर ऑफ द होल ब्राह्मण फैमिली It's because they felt the closeness of the relationship. It's because of the truthfulness and the selfless love which they receive. It's good to clarify, is it not okay? Is it okay? Yes? So we should not think of, you're not nodding, is it okay? Okay, yes?
The thing I love about Daddy, you ask her for a drop. And she leads you to the ocean.
And so,
there's one last question, because we do want to finish at 8. But I feel compelled to ask her, even though it's a big question. And Daddy spoke about the way others would answer questions and the way others would give jnana. And the way Mama used to give Gyan. And it's a little bit connected to this thing about karma. And when Mama said, you cannot say to someone, they're going through that because of their karma. Well, some of your questions that came in was to do with Dharam Raj and karma. And in the world today, when there are so many natural calamities, a variety of wars happening, a variety of illnesses that our human family is actually becoming victims of, It almost seemed as if we were going through things in a collective way. And so you really can't say you were in New Orleans when that flood happened because of your karma. Or, you know, you can't say you were going through a specific thing that is big like HIV/AIDS. Because of your karma. It would be almost cruel to say that. And on the other hand, the thing about Dharam Raj, that we are accountable to Dharam Raj. When people have so much of fear of God in many ways because of what's happening, and many people are angry with God. And so this word Dharam Raj even alienates them. Further away from God. And so the question that you put to Dadi is, could she shed new light in the way we present these concepts of Dharam Raj and karma in the present state of our world when we describe them to people?
That keep others later on. First keep yourself in mind. How I'm to tell others that's separate. But first I have to understand how I have to explain to myself. Baba has said it very clearly in the Murli. That Brahma Baba and Shiv Baba have freed themselves. And Shiv Baba have freed themselves. They say, we don't give punishment, Baba says, I give the fruit of whatever he does. Not that I give punishment. So whatever he does, whatever feelings he has, on the basis of that, he gets the fruit. Shiv Baba gives the fruit. Brahma Baba became an example. He did good and got the fruit, didn't he? So naturally when like Baba did it and he finished off all his old karma, karmic accounts, finishing of karmic accounts through remembrance, that's another matter. Like Baba said in today's Murli, that you sit in Baba's remembrance and Baba will absolve all your sins. So Baba finishes off all our sins, but Baba doesn't punish us.
दोनों कितने वंडरफुल
है समटाइम्स यू नो द मुरली इज सच अ वंडरफुल थिंग टू नो दैट ब्रह्मा बाबा और शिव बाबा
अच्छा देने में फल देने में
दे आर ऑलवेज देयर वेरी विद अ जेनरस हार्ट टू गिव अस अ बिग रिवॉर्ड फॉर ऑल द गुड वी डू
लेने वाला थक जाता है देने वाला
गिव्स अस सो मच दैट द वन हु गिव्स डजंट गेट टायर्ड बट द वंस हु रिसीव गेट टायर्ड दिस इज द वर्क ऑफ अ डोनर द बेस्टोवर हु कीप्स ऑन गिविंग एंड गिविंग सो व्हाट बाबा वांट्स फ्रॉम अस गॉड वांट्स अस फ्रॉम अस दैट देयर शुड बी ट्रूथफुलनेस इन रिलीजन And in ruling,
dharma mein,
in ruling, there should Rajya be truth.
Karobar mein, satyata ho.
Truth in ruling, truth in religion, like Dharam Raj. What does the word mean? Dharam Raj. Dharma means religion and Raj means kingdom. So there should be truthness in kingdom, in ruling as well as in religion.
उनकी जो भोगना और है
yes, souls in the world, their suffering will be different.
उसके कारण से समझो सिर जी पर कुछ हुआ
and because of them if something happens in the world, we won't say suffering.
उसको अंदर ही अंदर संचिता आती है कोई तरीका निकल जाता है फलाम टूट जाता है
well, the suffering that there in the world, and even if they die,
परमात्मा की शक्ति विचरण ना है कर बाबा कहता था खून नाय का खेल
Yeah, but those who are remembering God, they feel that they got so much help from God. Sometimes it happens that somebody may try to kill, somebody may try to give sorrow, but then there's God there to save. And they feel, oh yes, God saved me, God saved me. That experience so many have had, that he was about to die, all the negative, adverse situations were there in front of him. But then how God saved him. So God is there in between to save, to protect, to help. So whether it is Shiv Baba or Brahma Baba, Shiv Baba is the benefactor. He never gives punishment. He gives happiness, he gives strength. That is why he's called bestower of peace and happiness and dispeller of sorrow. That he does his work of dispelling sorrow and giving happiness and peace. And even Brahma Baba, he thinks of the good of all and gives benefit to all. We saw Brahma Baba doing the actions of giving benefit to all. This is Brahma Baba's field of action. Madhuban is Dharma Kshetra, Karma Kshetra, the field where Brahma Baba did actions in a practical way. Just like in Desho Mahabharata, Kurukshetra. So what, who are the Kauravas? They want money, they want money, they want material, they want matter, they want name, fame, praise. So that's what the Kauravas are. And who are the Pandavas? Pandavas are those who say, yes, Baba is everything, Baba is everything. And with Baba, I have everything. So this is Karma Kshetra, the field of action, and Dharma Kshetra, the field of religion. Baba says the three armies at the moment, religion, politics and science. Science power today is very powerful, but then more powerful than that is silence power, and people hardly go into silence power. So Kauravas had science power, but the Pandavas have silence power. God says, peace is your true religion. Your actions should be so powerful that those who see your powerful actions should get the strength to perform powerful actions themselves. Weak souls who have done wrong actions, whose intellect, mind, body, wealth, everything is exhausted, neither there is power in body, nor power in mind, nor power in wealth. All the power is exhausted from everything. Therefore, with faith in the intellect, with love in the intellect, we have become strong to give strength to others. We don't have to see their actions, but we need to feel power in their actions. The power so that they may perform elevated actions through remembrance. And whatever they have done in the past, that should be eliminated, finished, destroyed. And then also with the right company, with cooperation, they get the strength to perform righteous actions, good actions. That's my task. But for that, irreligiousness should be finished from me. Because God has come to the task of destroying irreligiousness and unrighteousness, and therefore within me there should be no irreligiousness or unrighteousness. Right from the time I came to Baba, I had this thought, irreligiousness and unrighteousness should finish in me, and only religiousness and righteousness should be there within me. God has come for that purpose.
Total. अगर मेरे अंदर अधर्म का नाश
है, देयर इज
अधर्म की स्थापना है, जहां कदम रखा हूं मैं अधर्म हो नहीं सकता,
एंड अनराइटियसनेस एंड वेरएवर आई गो वेरएवर आई पुट माय स्टेप देयर कैनॉट बी अ सिन देयर कैनॉट बी फॉल्सहुड देयर कैनॉट बी irreligiousness or unrighteousness. There cannot be any sin. There cannot be any vice. There will be only virtue. Because God has made me belong to Him in order to establish righteousness and religiousness. So Dharma Raj there is in front of me. Dharma is religion and Rajya means kingdom. So in ruling power. So in both there is truthfulness. It's not just doing it for the sake of doing it, namesake, not saying something and doing something, or thinking something and doing something else. Falsehood within and showing truthfulness externally. No. Baba used to say, this one is not speaking the truth. Don't allow this one to come in front of me because he will be burdened. Because he's not going to speak the truth.
Please.
I told.
उसको कहो ना कुछ तो अच्छा नहीं लगेगा.
You know, I sometimes tell Jayanti when you speak to her, because maybe he or she may not like it. Maybe he may or she may have a bad impression about you. Yes, the truth is needed to know. The truth is needed to be told. But then. The truth is for the benefit of that soul. So what Baba wants us to be is truthful children, sensible children, wise children. And I have to become that. And if I become like what Baba wants me to become, then Baba gives help to me so that I become a good example in front of others. Like Baba said in today's Murli too, example and observer. So if I'm an example and I'm an observer, then others get inspiration from me.
Dharamraj
is just for the sake of seeing actually, but you know, we have examples of Mahatma Gandhi, Mandela, Mother Teresa. It has happened in the last century, has it not? Because they worked with truthfulness. They served well. They renounced. These are examples in front of us. They didn't do it just to show to the world, but they did it from the heart. So let us serve from the heart. That's all.
This is a practical thing.
And those who don't serve from the heart, because I told somebody, the Dharamraj court will not open in the future, but at present the court of Dharamraj is going on. Because whatever I think, that will come back to me. If I think of giving sorrow to somebody, sorrow will come back to me. Whatever I give to somebody, that will come back to me. If I get angry with someone, I stay in an angry state, then what does the atmosphere become like? So what did Dharamraj do? Actually, it's not another Dharamraj Puri, but a Sangam unit Dharamraj is feeling or experience is going on. So the one who is able to create a peaceful atmosphere experiences peace. So if you can't do anything else, someone is born, so wealth comes in the family. Someone is born, wealth goes from the family. This is all Dharamraj Puri. This is what it is. So,
bringing the evening to a close, and I will ask Dadi to think about this before she answers, because what we need is one word from her. I know that's really going to be difficult for her. And that is, Dadi, What is the express way? One word.
Express way.
What is the express way to get from 75% to 95%? Now, you think about it while I thank everyone.
और 95% कैसे जाए एक शब्द में सबसे फास्ट रास्ता कौन सा है 75 से 95% तक जाने के लिए
नहीं मैं बोलने बिगर रह नहीं सकती
समझ आई कांट से विदाउट स्पीकिंग
एक ही शब्द दादी
One word wanted for
मैं बताऊं
for going from 75% to
95%
तो बाबा said 75% but from listening to today's Murliya we should ask the self how much percent is there
95
now
95 तो अलग छोड़ो
leave aside 95%
यही मेरे को परसों के बाबा की मुरली सुनने से
Before yesterday when I was hearing the Murli, it's not that the thought came, but
he felt,
Baba is saying 75%,
but
I do accept what Baba says, but when I see as an observer, I ask myself, because today's Murli, It was very strong. See, Baba asked, can I go into silence in a second? Can I go into silence in a second? This morning when I was reading the Murli, I started thinking, so from day before yesterday onwards, I was thinking, I've been thinking, 95% or 75%, we are not even 5%. Not even 5%, leave aside 75%.
जैसा करने की जरूरत है
Because the way Baba wants us to
सही बात हर एक अपन से
the way we should be making it, but we are not making.
एक घंटा
said the other day that can we sit stable even for 1 hour? Can we? Yes, can we sit stable even for 1 hour? Can we? Just like that, she's showing. Just as Baba could make everyone silent for a minute. Do we have that power?
Silence ho jaye.
That everyone goes into deep silence.
Itna sukham, kabhi hum ashant na rahun.
Also, can I?
कौन गारंटी भी उठाता है अपने
कैन आई टेक माई गारंटी दैट आई विल नेवर बी पीसफुल
कोई भी कारण से
फॉर एनी रीजन
शांति या उदासी मेरे पास नहीं आती
आई विल नेवर बिकम अनहैप्पी नेवर बिकम पीसफुल
मैं नहीं चाहती हूँ
आई वांट यू टू रेज योर हैंड
बट देन मैं देखूं अपना
इफ आई सी माय चार्ट
शांति और उदासी
एंड चेक इट इन अ ट्रू वे
रिजेक्ट करना
Am I in that state of peace all the time?
Do I react
or reject? If I react, if I reject, then what? Then where is the remembrance? If something comes on my face, maybe with tiredness, or my mood changes, then what is my chart? Now how can I say in one word?
I'm
sitting in God's court. How can I say in one word?
बड़ी बात तो बहुत भाग्य की बात है हम ईश्वर दरबार में बैठे हैं
Actually, it's a very big fortune to think that yes, we are sitting in God's court. God has cleared. Everything.
और ये ईश्वर की उम्मीद
है क्लेरिफाइड एवरीथिंग ऑफ व्हाट ही वांट्स टू टेल अस
अभी की बात मैं कहता हूँ भूल जाओ
इसी बाबा ऑल्सो से ओके फॉरगेट यस्टरडे फॉरगेट द पास्ट फॉरगेट नाउ बट व्हाट इज माय स्टेज एट द मोमेंट आई मे सी माय टू डेज चार्ट ओके एज अ डिटैच्ड ऑब्जर्वर आई चेक माय सेल्फ राइट फ्रॉम मॉर्निंग I've been checking. Can I become silent in a second? Can I become peaceful in a second?
Bolu ya shant rahu baba dono chahiye.
Should I be silent or should I come into sound? Yes, both are important. I have to come into sound too, but can I stay silent if I need to?
हमको ऐसी स्थिति बनाने के लिए जो प्रेरता है
बाबा इंस्पायर कर रहा है, नॉट जस्ट टेलिंग अस, ही इज इंस्पायरिंग अस, ही इज फीलिंग पावर इन
अस. सफलता के सितारे हो तो औरों को परवाह मिले.
हाँ,
मैं भी
कर सकती,
मैं भी.
ये तो स्टार्स ऑफ सक्सेस, सो व्हेन वी बिकम द स्टार्स ऑफ सक्सेस, अदर्स आर इंस्पायर्ड फ्रॉम अस. I always tell Baba, Baba, you make everything so easy. But then I'm not able to make it easy. I don't have that,
Baba ke liye itna sahaj
that intellect. For Baba,
it's
so easy. See, Baba, just, you know, the whole hall is charged when Baba comes. He smiles and everyone is charged. See, 48 hours have passed. Have I smiled in the way Baba smiles? So should I say that we are 75%? I asked the brothers, should I say that we are 75%?
कितना ध्यान देने की जरूरत है.
There's need to pay so much attention.
बाबा ने आज भी ये कहा, ये नहीं
कहा. बाबा said today also that yes, I have attention. I will make efforts. No, that time is gone.
परंतु इतना जरूर है, अब करने का लक्ष्य रहा ना.
Yes, but if I have an aim, it's like I get a blessing. This is the time of receiving the blessings. It's the experience of many. Sister Anna's experience should be shared. Anne's experience should be shared. She has written. She has written a wonderful experience of how she was so depressed, so depressed. She would say, what to do, what to do, what to do. You know, she came to the airport and I told her, come with me. And see, she has been here for how many days. And she has written such a wonderful letter. She told me, leave me, Daddy, I'll go back. I'll go back, I'll go and work, I'll do this, I'll do that. So I had how to free her from this thought. To feel tired in efforts is dangerous. To be tired of someone else is also is more dangerous, because the relationship is broken then. If in the family is filled with love, you know, when we are eating, Daddy and myself are eating together, so much love we have for one another. So much love, it's a feeling of love. It's a family. But today, in so many families, that feeling of family isn't there at all. So I won't even say 5%, but we are 5%. We were say 75 or 95%.
हम बैठे हैं, देख रहे हैं, इसको कोई प्रॉब्लम है. मैं उसको मदद नहीं करती.
I see someone that someone has a problem, and I'm avoiding that one. Where is my chart? What chart is it?
इतना ध्यान से, महीनता से.
So I have to pay so much attention and really make efforts in a true way. Baba said today also, courage and help. Take the benefit of it. Okay, past is past. You get the courage to forget the past. And then you understand what is to be done. And then do it and get the help from Baba. Baba is pleased with a true heart. Then if God is pleased with a true heart, then what will Dharamraj do? All the accounts are erased.
Okay. Okay.
I remember
शुभचिंतन में रहो.
बाबा सेज हैव प्योर थॉट्स,
औरों के लिए शुभचिंतक रहो.
फॉर सेल्फ एंड अदर्स एंड बिकम अ ज्वेल ऑफ प्योर थॉट्स,
औरों को दूसरे से
ऑफ गुड विशेस, a jewel of good wishes, so that others are able to see you, visualize you as a shining jewel.
आत्मा के अंदर अगर वो बाबा की बात अंदर नहीं है तो बाकी क्या है.
If what Baba is telling me is not in the soul, then what else do I have in me?
खोल के देखो मेरे अंदर क्या है.
I should open myself, my soul, and find out what is in me.
अंदर का सफाई कुछ नहीं हो.
It should be completely clean, completely clean.
Okay, Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Who is leading tomorrow?
12 बजे का संकल्प. फिर सुबह को यहाँ अमृत वेले का साकार हुआ.
So whatever thoughts I had at midnight and then Amrit Vela, it has materialized and I was able to give this session of question and answers.
Thank you all for your questions, and I'm sure you're going to be hearing them in the future from Dadi's classes. But one final thing, as Dadi was doing her final answer, the thought occurred to me that we can very easily get Dadi into the Guinness Book of Records for having spoken the most words.
That
the individual who has spoken the most words,
records,
but without her sweet and wise words, where would we have been today? And so we thank her very, very much.
Dadi humko deti, isliye bahut bahut thanks Dadi ko.